You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with myself, Lindsay Williams. Good afternoon. It's so choppy today. It really is. I mean, at one stage about an hour and a half ago, everything looked as though it was going to be fine. There was going to be some small gains on the JSE and on Wall Street, even though there's several hours to go, of course, on Wall Street. But suddenly it's turned around. And suddenly, if you look at commodities, which we'll come to in a moment, you'll be maybe slightly disturbed, as if you are a South African, because we are a commodity currency and a commodity country. Let me get down to the prices and you can make your own mind up with the dollar rand. Now, 17.54, recent lows for the rand. The British pound against the rand is 20.15. Euro rand is 17.54. Euro dollar, 9999. 0.9999. I would say par, but it's not. It's 99.99. British pound has broken 115. It's 114.95 against the US dollar. Okay, on to commodities now. And I tell you, it's a rout. That's all I can say. Gold price down $37 an ounce, or 2.2% to $1,667. Platinum, well, that's holding up. It's above 900, 904, up a percent, or $9. And palladium down 20 to 21.38. But let's have a look at the other ones now. And I'll give you a list. 4.3% down for Brent crude oil at $90.03 per barrel. West Texas crude down 4.5%, $84.46. Natural gas prices down 9%, for goodness sake, 8.3% weaker. What's happening there? I thought it was supposed to go up when they turned off Nord Stream 2. Maybe people are weaning themselves off natural gas. Gasoline prices in the United States down over 5%. Silver down 2.5%. Iron ore down 2.3%. Lumber prices down 5.7%. And so it goes on. Wheat down nearly 2%. Something's going on. It's not the stronger dollar, because the dollar is actually very, very slightly weaker at the moment. So there's something else happening, which we will explore tomorrow and in subsequent podcasts. Okay, the US 10-year Treasury bond yield, that's some 3.45%. So despite the fact the commodities are falling, which means that sort of disinflationary interest rates going up in the States in the form of that yield, the South African 10-year bond yield is 10.3%, which is barely changed on the day. Bitcoin, that's broken, predictably broken 20,000 as risk-off comes to the fore. 19,667, which is a 3.1% loser. And at the moment, the S&P 500 futures, which, yeah, as I said about an hour and a half ago, were doing okay, thank you very much. But now they're down 0.8% to 3,935, and the low has been 3,927, let's call it. So they're close to the lows of the day. Let's have a look now at some of the movers on the JSE. On the upside, Alphamin up 4.44%, Thungela Limited up 2.8%, Absa Group up 2.2%, HCI, that's just over 2% higher, as is Bidvest. On the downside, Harmony, well, Harmony is down nearly 5%. Life Healthcare down 3.5%. Goldfields 3.4% weaker. Anglo Gold Ashanti down 3.1%. And Karoo down nearly 3%. Gold companies really getting it in the neck today. And as we get into the first 2 hours of trading on Wall Street, let's have a look at how the JSE indices closed. Resources stocks on the JSE today down just over 1.5%. Industrials down 0.7%. Financials, though, they were the standout best performers, because they weren't in the red, they were in the green, and in the green to the tune of 0.5%. The top 40 index, it didn't really take into account the late fall on the Wall Street indices. Down 0.2%, the top 40, 60,991, and the all-share index down 0.6%. to 67,568. But it's been a three-stage move, down, then up, and then down again. So anything can happen in the next few hours. So don't bet your bottom dollar that the all-share might open up, actually, 0.5% tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow morning with the opening, but just to give you an update, the S&P is approaching its lows of the session again, 3,927, which is almost 1% weaker. I'll see you tomorrow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors, and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.